it's a hugely unnecessary and disruptive strike. It's an inconvenience, obviously, for parents who are going to have to arrange for alternative care for their children. But also it's unfair for children's education for them to miss a day. Look, less than a quarter of the NUT's membership voted to take this action. That represents less than 10% of the entire teaching profession. And we are already engaged in a programme of ongoing talks with the NUT and other unions about the issues that they raise. But this is, as I say, just unnecessary and disruptive. We want every child, you know, when it's school term time, they should be in school. And that doesn't matter whether we're talking about holidays or we're talking about strikes. You know, it's important that children are not missing any days of education. And you know, the other thing is, what does this send a message about the profession? Because this strike was not widely supported by the profession, I think it is wholly irresponsible and playing politics with children's lives for NUT members to take this action at a time when, as I say, we are spending more on schools, £40 billion this financial year, than any government has ever spent. We published at Easter, when I was at the NASUWT conference, three workload reports prepared by three excellent frontline teaching professional groups on marking, data collection and lesson planning. And when I go and visit schools, I get a very mixed picture. And so it is perfectly possible to tackle a workload to support teachers. A lot of it comes down from the heads, from the school leadership. There are schools that are doing this incredibly successfully, but there are obviously other schools and other places where that is not happening. And that's what we need to see change. Now, in those reports, I've accepted all the recommendations for government. Ofsted have accepted the recommendations for them. We now need school leaders, and I think that many are absolutely keen to do this, to make sure they follow those recommendations. We can get on top of this.